I know these guys. I've been helped in my business by these guys, and I know they're going to just give you a ton of value and things that you can take away and use. So thank you very much for having me.
Okay, I know that first session was like a lightning round, and I apologize for that. I imagine some of you have some questions. Keith and I take about 10 minutes right now, and you can catch us for lunch break too, but about 10 minutes, we'll be here to answer your questions the best that we can. So does someone have some questions here? We're going to have to repeat it for the video.
Again, not everybody at once. Please, stay seated.
About anything this morning? If you don't, that's fine. We'll just move into
it. Or we can just go right into those slides that we went over.
Well, I asked Keith on the break, but I'll just ask you about a bit of a group. What are your thoughts about a talking head versus voiceover with graphics and text and so on?
Yeah, that's actually, my thoughts on that are, like text and images, they all connect to a certain feeling that people have. So if you don't have a talking head, if you're just not the person to stand in front of the camera, you don't feel like being the hero or what have you, having text, having some relevant images that trigger a particular feeling, connect with your audience in that way, I think those work very valuable. And then especially, I know with you, Dwight, you have the voiceover. Your voiceover can really make a difference, and the voiceover you have is very effective for your market. So, how's that?
One thing I'd say too is look at the attractiveness of that thumbnail that comes out when you make a screen capture, mm-hmm. and we'll go into later what people are attracted to in a thumbnail, and that can really boost your views just by having the right thumbnail. So, Google or YouTube allows some people to choose whatever thumbnail they want, and other accounts right now, that's not enabled. So we're going to talk about that a little later. Anyone else? Yes, go ahead.
Is there any particular software that you would use in regards to if you don't want just to have the head that you want to have, you know, the text along with it on the side or add pictures? Is there one?
Sure. So if you want to make a video, you don't want it just to be like the white background or something, you want to have some text and images and stuff. I use Vegas Video for my PC. That's about $49, $45, Vegas Video. It's Movie Studio 11 they're on right now. And they have training videos built into it. So you can say, I don't know what this is. You know, you click on it, and then they'll help you. If you have a Macintosh, definitely iMovie. No need to go and spend a lot of money on getting Final Cut Pro or Final Cut X. I use iMovie on my iPad for most of my editing. Now, if I'm going to be putting graphics in there, I do use the Vegas. Yes? There are some services, so you pay a monthly fee for that, but also I'm going to show you YouTube has some simple syndication built right in it. You can auto-share with other accounts that you have.
Repeat the question.
I make home videos, and they work a lot on YouTube because I use some music that was copyrighted.
Oh, yeah.
Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so music in your videos, if you're using copyrighted music, YouTube scrubs all those videos that get processed, and they identify if there's copyrighted music in there. A lot of people don't know this, but YouTube has about 150,000 songs to choose from as background music. So anything you upload, after the fact, you can add music to it. So if you are using copyrighted music, I came out with a CD 6 years ago, and I put my stuff up there, and they took it down because it was copyrighted music. So I had to write to YouTube, tell them that was actually me. So the thing is, there's a lot of stuff right on YouTube, but also there's sites online where you can get royalty-free music. I like Melody Loops. That's a really good one. So you pay, I think, $5 to $10. You get a really nice song, and you can loop it, make it as long as you want.
There was a video that I created a while ago. It was on how it was really exciting. It was how to remove pet stains, and it was a really simple video. But we put music to the video, and the music we used was actually the soundtrack. Everyone seen Napoleon Dynamite? Okay, all right. That particular YouTube provided one of the songs from that soundtrack, mm-hmm. and we used it in the video. And there were so many views on the video, and a majority of all the comments that we got on the video was, "Where's that song from? I know that song. That song from Napoleon Dynamite." I mean, it was just again and again and again. And so there is a particular feeling that will be associated with the music that you choose. So choose your music wisely, too. Think about, all right, who's your audience? They might relate, I think this is the kind of music they want. Or if there is a soundtrack that's available that YouTube provides, use that maybe.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Any other questions before we go into the next section? Okay. Ooh. Thank you very much, and Keith. And so we're going to go a little slower for this session, but this session towards about the middle of it, we're gonna get into taking out of cameras. We're gonna talk first about creating the celebrity authority. And celebrity authority is basically you're an authority on a subject or an expert by making your videos, and you maintain the expert authority online with your YouTube videos. So you have a channel, people see you. Remember that video, that YouTube video of the woman who had the knitting? She was doing knitting videos. She said she had people coming into her class. They felt like they already knew her. Now, if I may pick on Bill here, I never met Bill here in the audience, but I knew he had a radio show. I was like, oh, that's really cool. And celebrity authority gives you leverage because people look to you as the most credible in your market. I'm going to give you a few examples. Here's a celebrity authority. Everybody knows this guy, right? So, anybody know that he is still a practicing heart surgeon, even though he's got a TV show? Here's another doctor that everybody loves. And that is really huge. Let me make that smaller. Who here just loves Dr. Phil? Here we go. He's got a really cool branded channel, at least. And he plays on emotion. All of these videos here are all trailers for a show, but they're all emotion-packed. He's got a great-looking channel. He's got his calls to action up here if you want to follow him. He's got 10 million views and like 16,000 subscribers. Even though he's no longer a practicing doctor, he gave up his license in 2006. He makes $15 million a year with his TV show. So does that mean he's the best doctor in the world? He's the best, psychologist? No, it doesn't. Is he the celebrity, though? People pay him more because he connects with people. He's got eyeballs. People want to put their ads where he is because he's got that demographic down. So celebrity authority doesn't have to be the whole U.S. Anybody know this guy? Let's turn this up.
Oh, you better get out the brush. Get out the brush, everybody.
Sing in your car only, with the windows up.
So, Chris Cameron, everybody know who he is here locally? Really? Oh my gosh, he is. I guess he's a celebrity. Me only. Center for Cosmetic Dentistry. He's really put himself out there in the media. You got nationwide exposure with that. Now, if you go to his website, what's that? Not the kind you want. That's definitely true. But I'm bringing it locally here. So he got national exposure by being silly. You don't have to do that. You just need to offer really good advice. Anybody know this guy, Dustin Maher? He has really positioned himself well. He's the fitness expert to the moms or something like that. That's how he's branded himself. And so he has, you know, he's got an established YouTube channel. But the thing is, there's a dozen boot camps in Madison, but he's the most successful because he is on every network. He's on the radio at least once a month. He puts himself out there, and having a YouTube channel can do that. It can people can say, "I know you." And how many of you have experienced that? You saw someone on TV, and you see them at the supermarket at the farmer's market or something. You see them, it's like, "Oh, I know that person." You feel like you know them, but they have no clue who you are. It's that one-sided recognition. We are all authors, teachers, experts at something. How many of you have a blog? See, you're an author. Now, if you don't have a blog yet and you don't feel like writing anything, what you can do is do some great videos and have them transcribed and made them as blog posts. It's very simple to do. We'll show you how to do that later on if you want. So to people outside your industry, you seem like an expert. We're all teachers. Anybody know who this guy is? Not really well known, but his name is Mike Beister, and he's the founder of BrainEdX. BrainEdX is his training. The guy is a genius at mathematics. He does these incredible mathematical problems in his head, and he's teaching kids how to... BrainEdX. Yep. So he's teaching kids how to do the same thing he was doing in his head. So he starts at like kindergarten. And I watched the videos. It's crazy. But he was interviewed on 2020 and 2007. And the reporter said, this man isn't even a teacher, but he's teaching kids that mathematics is not scary. Well, I think what she meant is this man doesn't have a teacher's degree. But the fact that he's teaching first graders to do stuff I can't do, that's pretty incredible. To not only be a genius, but to share that genius. See, each one of us have that in us. We're really good at something. We can share that. And we're value creators. We are problem solvers. And we transform lives, improve businesses. So it's our responsibility to give back. Don't keep all of that to yourself. I think I've got some low batteries here. Oops. How many of you have seen this guy, Simon Sinek? He did a TED talk just a few months ago, and he was saying with this golden circle, you can kind of see it. I don't know if everybody can see it. It starts with why in the center, and then the how, and you can't see that was what. So he says, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. That's your story. That's the essence of what your business is what your message is. Let's give an example of Apple. Everybody knows Apple. Here's Apple's example. Here's their why. This is their core. Everything we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. We believe in thinking differently. How? The way we challenge the status quo is by making our products beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly. And the what is, and we have to make great computers. Want to buy one? But what do most people do? They start with their what, their product. Here's my product. Here's how we make it. Want to buy it? You know, here's why you should buy it. So, you know, thinking differently, even in your videos, you're going to stand out in your marketplace. These are all ideas. The stuff this morning, these are ideas. This is ideas. Because a lot of times people come to me and they say, so what do you make your videos about? And this is it. So as Keith said earlier, start with the end in mind and define your outcome. Don't ever make another video without knowing what it is you want out of it. So what's the purpose? To educate people, build authority, gain trust, visibility, to connect with people, to get them to subscribe, and to get them to call or visit your store. But it really comes down to an exchange of value. To take your desired action, to exchange value. That could be for their email address for a free report. It could be to hire your company for a service, to submit a donation to your cause, to join your cause, to purchase your products. So it's your highly valuable products, information, or services in exchange for their money or their time. And always keep it unbalanced. Always give more than you get. And some of the marketers I listen to, they say, give 10 times the value. That doesn't mean 10 times the cost to you, but 10 times the value to them. All right, now we're going to shift gears. We're talking about getting on camera. Everybody's excited about that, right? But a lot of people came here really just to learn how to use the iPhone and the iPad stuff, and the technology really has become the easy part. It's getting your message right. You don't want to make a great video that no one sees. So here's four myths I hear as a video producer about being on camera. I look and sound terrible on camera. Is that anybody here? You feel like you don't really look that great on camera? The truth is, no one sees you on camera. Where do they see you? YouTube? Maybe, what else? Where else will your video be? On your website, yeah. Who puts it there? Yeah, so who controls it? So that's solved, right? We're going to show you how to look better on camera if that's what you're looking for, but really you're in absolute control of what people see and what you share. I must be a pro like Brian Williams or Katie Couric. How do they stand, or how they sit? They're sitting, their hands like this in front of them. They don't move their head. You know, Brian Williams will move his eyebrows sometimes. But if you're in politics, what is it? It's just changed to this, right? You have your podium in front of you. You're allowed to turn your head to your opponent or the audience. All right, this is your channel. You can do whatever you want. You can be whoever you want to project out to the world. I'm not saying be fake. I'm saying be your best self. Choose who you want to be, how you want people to see you. Get out of the box. Move. That's what I recommend. I'll fix it later. This is one that's really slowed down people's businesses because they shoot a bunch of videos. They don't like how they look. They don't want to go back and do it. It just sits on their computer, and that's the end of it. So fix it now. You watch it. See, you can't hear yourself. The lighting's bad or whatever. You're set up right now. Just do it again. It'll take you another 5-10 minutes. I'm technophobic. It's too complicated. We're going to solve that today. We're going to solve that really soon. How many of you have seen this? You're familiar with this. 7% of your message is content. Tonality is roughly 33%. Physiology is 60%. That comes more into play now that you have your face on camera. It's not just the words that you type. Now, if you're doing a blog post, maybe your tonality would be caps or maybe italics. That's your tonality. But I think there's a something that affects all of this is your mindset. If your mindset is wrong, that's going to trickle down through everything, your content, how you're delivering it, your physiology. Are you closed? Are you seem anxious? That all comes through. So here's what I've got for mindset. If you're coming from a place of uncertainty, desperation, or fear, it'll come across. That's why you want to shoot a bunch of videos that no one sees, that you're practicing. Right? You control who sees your videos. So one of the things I recommend people do is shoot like 5 to 10 videos, watch yourself, and then just erase them. So you get over that. Imagine you're sharing a message with your favorite client, your customer, your friend, and just you're asking them to take one action. Like Keith said, you don't want to give them 5 actions. Confused mind always says no, so don't give them multiple things to do. Just keep it simple. Be intentional, be sincere. And here's one. This, when someone told me this, man, this was a life changer for me. It wasn't just on video. Turn your fear into excitement. It's just a subtle shift. You can be afraid of something, or you can do a subtle shift, and now it's excited. And if you look excited, if you look energetic on video, you're engaged with people. But if you seem lethargic, seem tired, seem afraid, then you're going to turn people off. Your content. This is your rehearsal now. We're talking about rehearsal. Know what you want to say. Internalize your message. So it is you. Your message is you. And have your content bold pointed out. It's very easy to stick it right underneath the lens of the camera. So as you're looking at it, you just glance down to see, all right, point two, point three, and I'm done. Keep it really simple. Don't put it too far away from the lens, otherwise people are going to see you glancing away. They're going to wonder why you broke eye contact with them. Know your call to action closing. Tell them what they need to do next. Practice it. Here's one I've never heard anybody say, but it makes a lot of sense. Deliver to the mirror before turning on your camera. Now, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, are you focusing on the surface of the mirror? No, you're focusing through. And you think about it when you're... Every time I do this, every time I'm looking at the camera lens, I watch it back, it looks like I'm cross-eyed. Because I'm looking at the lens. You need to be like a mirror looking through it. No one really teaches that I've heard. You need to look through it. And when you do that, you watch those videos back, it looks like they're looking at you. And rehearse your closing. I keep saying that. I've made so many videos that I forgot the closing, and I'm like, I've got to start over. Tonality. Speak with authority. Be confident in what you're saying. If you don't seem confident, other people aren't going to think your confidence is going to come through. They're not going to believe. Want to deliver with speed and energy. It's different if I say, hi, this is Matthew Peters of Expert Video Empire, and in this video I'm going to show you how to set up your iPhone with your YouTube account. That's different than if I say, hi, this is Matthew Peters of Expert Video Empire. In this video I'm going to show you how to set up your iPhone with your YouTube account. And it's just like, right? There's a difference there. There's energy. That's engaging to people. But if you're subdued, they're going to be subdued. Enunciate. This is one I have a problem with, is speaking clearly and watching for too many contractions. Drop your voice from your throat to your chest. Anybody ever tell you this? I used to speak from here. And I had children. And then I went up to talking to them like a baby, like squeeze up my voice here. They get higher. Just if you can drop your voice down so it's resonating in your chest more, you seem more solid, more grounded, really. And that it just gets your voice comes across better. And again, talk past the camera. You have a mic on. I have a mic on right now. You want to talk like you're filling the room. And show your passion. Your energy will be attractive and entertaining because you don't have the benefit of having a dancing dog on there or cute kittens. You're doing a business video. You can't entertain that way. Just keep them engaged. Okay. This is the part everybody... I want everybody to stand up. We're going to talk about physiology for a second. Whether you like to do this or not, this is going to help you. And you don't have to do everything, but what it does is it helps you come across better on your videos. So your posture. A lot of times I see business videos, guys are like this. Now they're just kind of slumped shoulders and stuff. You roll your shoulders back, stick your chest out like this. You seem more firm, right? You seem like you know what you're talking about. You're more confident. But if you can do that and not tense up, but just relax without doing this, all right? So the other thing is I hear people say, I look tired on cameras. Just open your eyes. Just make sure you open your eyes. How many of you can move, wiggle your ears? Can any of you wiggle your ears? A few in the back? Well, if you can, what I do is if you relax your face like that, it's different than if you open your eyes and pull your ears back. So, yeah, you don't want to have your eyes so wide open you look surprised, right? But you want to be, like, energetic. That energy is going to come across. Trust me, it'll come across. If you don't have the energy, it's going to lap. So smile if appropriate. If you're doing a video that it isn't something you smile about, obviously don't. But you're going to be seen more friendly. People like themselves or people like they want to be like. If you look energetic and friendly, they want to be like you. They want to listen to your message. Does this make sense to people? So if the people who say, I don't like the way I look on camera, this is really helping you. Chin up. People say the camera adds 20 pounds. It's usually because your head is down or the lights are too high. So two things you do is you're standing up straight and you don't want to put remember Dr. Oz? He was like, he was looking down his nose. Don't do that. You don't want to look down your nose at people. You bring your lights down so the light isn't, there isn't a shadow under here. The other thing is just, you know, be like this. You know, you're standing solid. Level head and eye contact. Look through the lens, like we said. and lean into it. So if you can do this with your feet in the front, it means all your weight is on your heels. So if you're kind of forward like this, now you have so much more energy. You're ready to move instead of kind of close like this. You can't move to action now that it looks like you're startled or something. You guys understand what I'm saying? All right. You can sit down. You may sit down. Anybody know who this guy is? What's his character name? Cal Lightman. He studies people's micro expressions, their tells. You can tell if people are lying. I love this show, and I was disappointed it went off the air. But let me tell you about tells. If I can get this to you forward. So here we go. Tells, touching your face or your head. This is stuff you don't want to do on camera. This is recorded, right? Now, do you legitimately sometimes have an itch? You need to touch your face, something that does not mean you're lying. Touching your face or your head, nervous twitch on camera. Your people are going to see that you're nervous. Fidgeting. So if I was up here, I was playing with my wedding ring the whole time and just, you know, fidgeting with something. It does not come across well on camera. Close, tight, you know, like this, you know. Hi, my name is Matthew Peters, and I'm not going to tell you what this video is about. Right? No, you want to be open. That's the one thing I did on that video that connected with people for the book is just, I moved. Poor eye contact. That when you're talking about something, you look up here, look over here, or you're looking at your notes off there, people are wondering, what are you looking at? Why are your eyes darting back and forth? And saying yes with your voice, but no with your body. Keith and I had a client that he was talking throughout his whole video like this. This is a great service, great product, man. It's great. Matter of fact, a couple months ago, my mother was telling me about this green drink. I have my own green drink, but she said, you got to try this. I said, how's it taste? Oh, it's really good. The mouth says yes. The body says no. What do we look at? What do we gauge? The body language. Yeah. Body language is huge on video. It's not just your script. Okay. That's why that's so important. All right. Here's our video marketing model. Here's the old way. We saw this example earlier. In business, 29 years, best selection, lowest prices. Please, no more commercials. Here's a new video marketing model. It's all about connection, right? People are into social media. They want to connect with people, want to connect with messages. They want to identify them with them. That's why they put stickers on it, or they say, I like something. They want to be identified in that group. You want to elicit emotions. So as people like to make other people laugh. They want to be known for that, so they share funny videos. I've shared videos that are just really like, it's the human experience. It's just moving, beautiful videos, stuff like that. Eliciting emotions. Telling your story. Man, for the longest time, I had a client that he had this amazing story. He didn't tell anybody. It's like his, you know, the childhood he went through and how he just became so successful in business and in athletics and stuff. It's like, why aren't you telling that? That's the thing that people are going to get to connect with you. You know, they don't connect with the Olympic athlete as much as the struggle to become the Olympic athlete. Be vulnerable to share your story about how you started your business, why you started it. That's what people are going to connect with. Solve their problems and answer their questions. That's what we're going to go into next is problem-solving videos. Maintain your reputation and be professional with all your videos. Be quick to deliver the point. We're talking about really short videos, so you're not talking for 5-10 minutes. It's really short. Be relatable and be reliable. So if you say you're going to have a weekly video, do it every week so people can rely on you. EduLead answer videos. This one's you see a lot on YouTube now. People ask a question, you answer it in a video and with a call to action. You're educating them to the lead. This is your number one free video traffic source. This is what we've been doing all day. We do the research to find out what those keywords are, what they're searching for. We make videos that connect right there. So you need to know what your ideal client desperately needs and help them deliver that on video. How many of these should you make? It's a trick question. As many as you can, yeah. As many as you can. This is your traffic source. So if you're answering questions no one is asking, that's not a traffic source. We're going to go into those too. That there is a use for those as well. expert insight videos, and that's this. You're the expert. They don't know your industry. What questions should they be asking? This positions you as the authority. You're on their side. You're speaking from your experience, education, and perspective. So they position you as the consumer advocate. You're not just answering their question. You're saying, hey, here's the real story in the industry. And here's what you need to know. This differentiates you from your competition because I can almost guarantee almost everybody in here your competition isn't doing this. Very few. So this would be like something, the 10 danger signs of something, or how to avoid whatever it is in your industry. Hiring the wrong contractor, something like that. Hiring people overseas. You know, what are the dangers in that? Here's what I found. I'm going to show you the pitfalls and how you can win from it. Did everybody get that, or I didn't need to go back? That's good. All right, here's four ways to better qualify leads. Answer the common questions completely and from your perspective. Keyword there is completely. Don't tease them. Don't say something about the answer and then say, go to my website and I'll give you a free report. Deliver on the goods. They came there for it. They're going to, I don't know if hate is, that's pretty strong, but they're going to dislike you, dislike your video. Some people may even flag your video. Do you guys know what it means to flag a video? It means like, it tells YouTube, this is a bad video. Take it down. And so some people do that, but most people don't. So deliver the goods on them. Don't just tease them with information. Always be teaching. You guys heard the phrase, always be closing. This is always be teaching, all right? You're teachers. Doesn't matter what your industry is. You can teach people something. Make your edumercials rather than commercials. So even when you're selling something, even when you're promoting something, teach people. Help them to get value out of it. That's what they're going to share is your value, not your commercial. Tell your story. Be personal and elicit emotion. That's what your story can do. That's the connection there. So they came into your website because you answered one of their questions from a search. I see you have other videos there. Here's inside information in our industry. Here's how I can help you. And here's our story. They'll see that. I went out to see this guy, Bo Eason. He used to be the free safety for the Houston Oilers. And he said that when he retired from football, he needed to find something for an outlet, a physical outlet. Otherwise, he was going to hurt somebody. Because free safety, they just plow right through somebody. That's their job, is to hurt people. And he got paid for it. And in the outside world, you get put in jail for it. So he's like, what can I do? So he went into acting. And I saw his place called Run to the Litter. And he said at the end when he was answering questions, he says, the more personal you tell your story, the more universal it becomes. When you're telling your story about how you started your business, don't just retell it, relive it. Feel those emotions. Those emotions will come across and then people will be like engaged, like, no, what is that? I can feel that what that person is doing and they're going to connect with it. Share it with them your why. The Simon Sinek. This is a hard one for people. This was a hard one for me. Give them your best stuff for free. Now, that's going to mean different things for different industries. So if you're a service, maybe they could try something. Might be cost you a little bit. Maybe it's a phone call consultation. Can you really give them value? Because what that does is that the only thing they know from you is you provide amazing amount of value. That's what they think you do all the time. Does that make sense? Everybody can give a free estimate. You want to go beyond that. Give them results in advance. So my YouTube videos teach people how to get results. You're looking for how to edit on iMovie? Watch this video. I'll show you how. How much did it cost you? It cost you nothing. Hey, I've got more on other things. Oh, by the way, I've got another program to teach you all these things about iMovie. Okay, so they see all the value up front. Now, I got to tell you about my publisher. He's telling me to market my book. We were on a strategy call, and that strategy call said, so one of the things you might want to think about, Matthew, is giving away your book. I was like, no, I'm supposed to sell my book, right, to make money? He says, no, give it away. I was like, I don't understand. I spent 10 months writing a book I'm supposed to give away? And he said, if you want to speak, if you want to sell your online training for how people do this, then yes, it's your lead generator. So have people opt in and give them the book. That could be, you know, paying for shipping. But it's like, when I heard that, I was like, give your best stuff away. That was really hard for me. So if you guys think about what you do, what you give of just amazing value to somebody for free, and they'll just love what you do. They'll share your message with their friends because they just find so much value from it. People are valuing transformation much more than information. Transformation. Information is what? Cheap, free, right? What is it going to do for me? What is it going to do for my business? Show me how to use it. Where does this fit in? Like right now, everything you're learning in here, this book is either worth $20,000, $30,000, more than that if you actually implement it, or it's worth recycled paper. It's really the transformation is putting things to use. So before they meet you in person, you're already consulting and training them. So if they watch four videos from you and they're shopping for something, you think they're going to go with the other people? No, they go with you because you've been training them. They feel obligated. Like Keith said, it's that reciprocity. You've given them so much already. I know this guy. I can see his personality come through on his videos. I like this person. Do business with them. This is, sets you up as a go-to expert with a celebrity authority. All right, recording. Here's your blueprint. This is the steps. It looks difficult, but it's not. I'm going to go through each one of them slowly so we all get it. Here's your brand. You begin with your brand. You always start with your brand so people know who is giving the message. This could be a still image or a motion video intro of your logo and your tagline. So how many of you have a logo for your business? Yeah, you could put that up. Or you could have it animated. It doesn't cost that much to have it animated. Have your tagline so people can identify what you do with that logo. Or the verbal. I do both. Like Keith said, you don't know if people have the have their volume down, so I say, you know, it says Expert Video Empire or Mobile Video Ignition. I say, hi, this is Matthew Peters of Expert Video Empire in this video. All right, that's actually taken care of too. So graphics should be between how many seconds? How many seconds do you want to see that logo? How many do you care to see? 3 seconds? 5 at the max. I did a video series that was really popular. It was called Smartphone Video Producer. Is one of the first trainings online for how to use your iPhone for professional video production. And the intros I had were 13 seconds. I felt so bad after I watched like 4 of them. I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, how can I fast forward to that point? Take it easy on the wizardry. So you get people that'll animate your logo, but you have like lasers and explosions and lightning. You don't need that. The technology gets old really fast. And if you have 30 videos, 50 videos, 100 videos, and they all have this dated intro on it, it's going to date all your videos. People are going to think that the information inside it is dated, even though it may not be. Second part, your hook. You got to tell them fast why they should watch the rest of the video. Do that within the first 6 to 8 seconds. Again, hi, this is Matthew Peters of Expert Video Empire, and in this video, we're going to show you how to set up your iPhone with your YouTube account. That's both right here. That was the first and the second, so that was your hook. Tell them right up front, here's what you're going to get. Does that make sense to everybody? It's pretty simple. Your perspective and proficiency, this one's optional. Some people, they have a title or a certification they need to talk about. You know, as a pediatrician for the last 23 years, I say this, as a certified financial planner, here's my advice. Oh, okay, this person is proficient in this. They have been trained in it. The fourth one is your breakdown. Outline your one to three points, and then you go into it. So I say, there are really 3 parts to setting up your iPhone with YouTube. That's it right there. Then you go into your expert answer. First, you do this. And it looks like this. Then you do that. It's really, you're basically, that's your expert answer. Make sure, like I said before, give them quality. Make sure you answer it completely. Deliver solid content. This is your reputation. Each one of these you put out is your reputation. We're in a reputation economy. I mean, there's whole industries of reputation management. So you got to watch that stuff. Your summary. This is optional as well. Some people like to say, and that's how you do X. So you could skip, what was it, 3 and 6 if you really wanted to. But you need to have that call to action. Here are some. For more videos like this, go to mycompanywebsite.com. Thanks for watching. To easily schedule your appointment and receive 20% off your first order, or to have one of our friendly team members stop by for a free estimate, for more videos that show you how to install flowerbed like our award-winning landscapers, or for us to assist you in your next project, that's your call to action. The words that follow are what you want them to do. Seconds. I was doing this a couple years ago. I was telling people 3 to 5 minutes. Not anymore. It's crazy. It's in a couple years how it's changed. But I want to draw this distinction here. You'll watch a training video a lot longer than you watch a commercial, right? We've been programmed over the last, I don't know how many decades. A commercial is 30 seconds. A commercial is 60 seconds. If it feels like a commercial, that's all I'm going to give it. If you're training me, well, I buy courses on that. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'll spend a semester or 2 semesters at school learning that thing. If you can teach me in 20 minutes, I'll watch it. So you understand the difference? If they feel like it's a commercial, they're going to want it to be 60, 90 seconds. Now, here's the people feel that there's a danger of giving people your best stuff or telling them everything. Well, some people will do what you say, and they'll just do it. Other people say, hey, thanks, and they'll share it. Again, that's that free marketing. They're marketing for you. It's their reputation with their friends. I think there's more of a connection than you having an ad out there. Yeah, if it's a recommendation from somebody. Others will say, show me more. Do you have more videos on this stuff? Or do you have a report, or can I go to your website and get more? And others will say, can you do it for me? Can I hire you to do this? But in all cases, you're going to be known as the expert on the subject when you answer their question, their satisfaction, and, like a doctor, you recommend the next steps. Here's what you need to do next. I'm the expert. I'm showing you what you need to do next. And here's what you want people to say is, that's great. Now what? When you elicit that in them, they need to get more from you. That's where you win. And who better to do that for me than the expert, right? They want to have the expert do it for them. Here's 2 secrets to success in this. Make a lot of short, high-value content videos that drive traffic back to your website. You don't want to keep them on YouTube. You want to get them back to your website where it can be monetized. Monetized, everybody know what that means, is you have some way to follow through with people to make a sale or connect with them after the fact. This one, Dave Kaminsky, who is a videographer, he's had over 25 million views on YouTube, and he said, demonstrate something simple in your video, then give an awesome result for something more involved. Then a how-to video for an awesome result is on your website they have to subscribe to. So this would be like me making a video on how to trim your videos on your iPhone. So if you think you like that, check out this video. I did it with iMovie. Matter of fact, you like that? I've got more on my website. Go to my website for it. Show a simple result, what they came for, and then give them more. So here's what one would look like. Hi, this is Sarah Smith of Natural Vitamin Store. One of the questions I get asked the most is, which supplements will help me safely deal with sleeplessness? In my 23 years as a certified national health practitioner and registered nurse, the best results we have found came from our clients who, there's your expert answer. To book a personal consultation or for more helpful videos, go to our website.com where you can access our free webinar on how you can deal with sleeping problems. Thanks for watching. Whatever it is, that gets them off YouTube and onto your website. Does this make sense? Because we're going to do this. Now, I've got a course called The Art of the One Take. It teaches people how to do this and then how to get your messages on camera, how to appear on camera. I teach people this, and I don't really know too many people who are doing this. Record your videos in one take, trim the ends, and know your keywords in advance so you know what you're doing, and then upload it directly to YouTube. That's it. Could you cross something out for me? It's better. It says why the one take method is better. And then replace it with best. Here's why. You don't have to worry about any editing. Remember that video, the first video I made? It was a 4-minute video, took me 30 hours. A second video that's up right now that connected with people, that was 17 minutes. It was way too long. But it connected with people. 17 minutes of me talking without stopping, telling my story, trim the ends, put it up on YouTube. I didn't do anything else with it. Here's what it does. This is the benefit. It sharpens your thinking and messages for training and marketing videos, public speaking, interviews on TV and radio. If you're relying on editing, you're always stunting your growth. That's what I found out. And you can learn to read a teleprompter, but the thing is, if you don't have that teleprompter, you still know your message really well. So that's what the art of the one take does. And it is an art. So video creation, creating better videos with what I call SLAB. Stabilization, lighting, audio, and background. You may not have this page. I'll go right into it. So, you guys have an iPhone or your phone or whatever you're going to shoot with? One of the biggest mistakes I see people do right off the bat is they record like this. What happens when we record like this, it plays back like that. If you upload it to YouTube, you'll see there's a big black bar over here, big black bar over here, and people see a really small image. So always make sure you're shooting in landscape mode, always. If you can shoot this way if you're making a Skype video or a FaceTime video with a friend, just the two of you going back and forth. But really everything else you want to shoot in landscape mode. Now, if you don't have a tripod, we're going to just, like, you just have it. What you want to do is hold it like this and put your elbows in and rest it like that. That way, because if you're holding it out like this, after a while, you start shaking and it looks like you're, you know, in an earthquake. So bring your elbows in and hold it like this. You just rest it against your chest. And then when you breathe deep in your diaphragm so you're not going like this, so it doesn't look like you're in a rocking ship. So you hold it like this. And then some people hold their fingers up like this, but when you do that, they get really tired, so just drop them down. Now, if you have a flip cameras were made, they're designed to shoot like this. That's why people take the iPhone and they shoot like this, because that's what the way the flip cameras were. I hope you weren't expecting something more complicated. iPhone's just made it so great, and any HD cameras. So I'll just tell you right now, there's two cameras on here. Most telephones have two cameras on them. The better one is on what they call the back. That's your HD. Do you have the 5, Dennis? I got the 5. I ordered it, and it came in the wrong carrier, so had to wait again. So you have a FaceTime camera right here. This is for when you're doing a conversation with someone else who has an iPhone or Android, whatever. That's what you use that for. This is going to be your HD. And on the iPhone 5, they have another HD camera here. So they have two HD cameras. The thing I like about that is now you can hold it up and you can see yourself. Because the only way you can do HD with other than the 5 is you can't see yourself. All right, we'll get into that when we show you the studio setup. So That is really the basics of it. I just want you to know the better camera is on the back so you can't see yourself in most phones right now. Lighting. Simple things with lighting. Keep the lighting in front of the subject. So right now we've got lights that are directly overhead. So if you have a spotlight, you don't want to stand underneath it because you get shadows under here. Get shadows in your eyes. And that's okay for Halloween if you want to go as Frankenstein, but otherwise you want to step back so the light is in front of you. You want even, not harsh. So some people call it dramatic lighting or theatrical lighting, where you have bright light on one side and it's dark on the other side. You want to stay away from that, so turn towards the light source. Daylight is best. It's the best quality of light. So the best way to do that is shoot on a cloudy day. Photographers know this is just, it's great even light, as well as like if you're out here, just face the window. If you want to get a little bit more dimension so it's not so flat, the window's right here. Turn just a little bit, and now you have a little more light on this side than this side. Just add a little bit of quality so it's not so flat, straight on. You don't want to be in direct sunlight either. Direct sunlight is going to, it's going to be, the contrast going to be too much. If you don't get the contrast right, you won't see the background, or your face will be really bright. Audio. We're keeping it right on the camera. We're not adding anything right now. It's just holding the camera. Keep it up close, within 3 to 4 feet from your mic. So if you have a mic on your phone or whatever you're using, that is what you want to do, is just arm's length. That's how it was designed. It wasn't designed to be 6 feet away. I do know people who use them in a classroom setting. It's very far away, but then you have to sync audio, and it just gets really more complicated. And we're keeping it easy here. And you just want to check for ringing phones, animals, compressors, anything that goes on and off. Sometimes you can't manage those things, but when you can, definitely think about that. Here's one I see a lot. This is the reason why I tell people to use the white background or a black background, a simple background. There's no distractions. The only thing they can look at is you. I see people, they're standing there, and then there's someone mowing the lawn behind them out the window, and it's like people are looking at you, and now they're, what's that guy doing? You know, it's a distraction, and then now they're not hearing anything you're doing, anything you're saying. And then you want to make sure it's congruent with your professional image. If you're the expert, and I've seen this so many times, you're the expert, and then you're doing this from your webcam in your bedroom, and you have your bookshelf behind, and the books are tilted and stuff. There's incongruity there. It's like, wait, are you the expert, or is this, this is really amateur? So there's ways to get professional quality results by using your iPhone, by just doing a few simple things. And that is the simple things. If you want to make it more complex, you definitely can. So I want you guys to do an exercise here. This is not going to be something you're going to post to the world. This is going to be something just to get yourself in front of the camera. Easiest kind of video is the kind, if you have an iPhone like this or something, where you can see yourself. Set up your camera so you see yourself and just say thank you to somebody. We are all thankful for something, right? So a thank you, a follow-up to a call or a meeting you had with somebody, or someone invited you to a party, an update or announcement. This is what's up today. Just saying, kind of like a shout-out video. Hey, John, it was great seeing you at the baseball game. Thanks so much for inviting me. Whatever it is. And then there's ways so you can just mail that right on YouTube. So people get that little YouTube link in there. YouTube has email capability right in it. You can send it right from YouTube. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to get your cameras out. I want you to be on camera. It doesn't have to be professional. I'm just getting you, because we're building here. We're going to start here. And go ahead, if you want to stand up, if you want to do it in a different place, that's fine. If you want to use our background over there, you can make noise, you can talk. You've been sitting for a long time, I know. What were the online what? Oh, 8081. And then it is 8081. And then 1111 is the room number. All right, I want to get on to this last one here. This is the video creation. This is what we were talking about, those EduLead videos. Remember in the last session, we had those problems that your business solves. If you can find out what people are asking that your problem solves, what is that key phrase? What is it that you're going to track people? This is your answer. Put your name in there. Your name, your business, or your .com if you have one. You give the question that people ask. If you want to, put your number of years in the industry so people understand your proficiency in it. And here's your expert answer. Give it quick. You should be at your answer within 10 to 12 seconds. So I want to give you guys enough time to do this, but I also want to get you to lunch. So I'm going to give you guys 8 minutes. If you want to do it on your own, you can do it handheld if you want. I just want you to get you could do your first one right now. If you don't have to post it. You guys understand what the EduLead video is? You're answering a question. This is going to be your traffic source. That's why in the first session we covered where you find those. So what are some of your let's get it from out here. What are your problems you solve for people? You fix printers. Okay, that's a big problem. I have problems with printers all the time.
Sweet.
I like being on camera so much. You have something you can demonstrate from photos, demonstrate by doing a computer program. You have a website you want to go through, something like that. You can do what's called screen capture. So whatever is on your screen, it'll record that, and you record it with your voice or audio from your computer. There's one software that I recommend. If you have a Mac and you have ScreenFlow and you really feel good about using that, go ahead and use that. Otherwise, for Mac and for PC, Snagit is a really good program. It's just a lot of features, $50, allows you to record anything on your screen. There's unlimited length. You can record a microphone or computer audio. And one thing about if you're going to plug in a microphone into your computer for doing like web videos or something, make sure it's a USB. USB microphone is much better quality than the ones with little plug-in for the separate mic and speaker. All right? Animoto, anybody heard of Animoto? What it does is it animates photos and compiles media and sets it to music and other audio tracks. It's kind of an automated thing. So you throw all this media in there and then it spits something out for you you can use. Using a webcam. Client and customer thank you videos, ones just like you did. Testimonials, Skype interviews, personal invites, video announcements or updates, direct to web recording on YouTube. See if it's going to let me do it here. So everybody here has a YouTube account, right? After lunch, it's going to be YouTube for the next session because most people don't set it up right. So you're going to see what people do that get millions of views. You can see what they do and copy those things. So when you're setting up a YouTube channel, you're doing it right the first time. So if you want to record from your webcam, you just go into your channel, go to upload, and record from your webcam. Then you're going to give your webcam permission, and you can just record it there. It might look funky if I use that because I've got my laptop over there. Let's see what it does. Drum roll. There it is. Okay. And if you're going to do these, it's better to have an HD camera. You can get an HD camera at Target, Walmart, anywhere like that, Radio Shack if you want to go there. And what you do is get one that's about $50, $60 HD. That should be good enough. So you start your recording, and then it'll ask if you want to upload it. You upload it. Once it's rendered, you can share it any way you want. Now, if it's a personal greeting, I recommend that you, if I go back one screen, it'll show you, do it unlisted. It's not going to go public. It's not going to be shared anywhere you don't want it to. Don't do the private, because if you do private, the other person has to have a Gmail account, and they have to have a YouTube, and it gets complicated. If they don't, they won't be able to see it. So go unlisted, and then when you're ready for it to go public, go public.
Do you have to use Flash?
I don't think you do it right on your iPhone. Run a campaign or a contest. And they even have little sites like Video Genie and My Site Video. You can put something on your website, and you can say, go to our website, use your webcam, make a little video for us. You approve it, and then you can put it up online. You can have that embedded right in your site. Now, you can give them a gift for their time, but never pay somebody. Say, if you give me a testimonial, then I'll give you $10. It's for their time. You're thanking them for taking the time to do it out of their busy schedule. The purpose of them is to set prospects' mind at ease, to get them from cold to warm. It's a third-party endorsement. You don't have to do any selling if you don't like selling. Just offer really good service or product and ask people what they think about it. Their enthusiasm and the results from using your services or product is going to be the selling point for them. Great for businesses that people feel uncomfortable or unsafe about. Some businesses out there, people are not sure if it's different, like alternative health or something like that. Well, what do they really like inside? What you can do is you have customers that they can trust because they're not a part of your company. Here's a cool a study they just did, Nielsen found that 3 out of 4 people trust an online review as much as a referral from a close friend or relative, someone they don't even know. That's amazing. That's a great opportunity there. Either that or they don't have very good friends or relatives. And here's the 6 questions. I'm not going to go through them right now, but you have them so you can use them for your videos. Good way to do it is just post. You can post them online, say, could you answer one of these? And then if people are going to do your do a testimony for them, say, one of the things I like to have them kind of like state the question. So they're answering that question themselves because they're not going to see you or hear you ask the question. And you don't want to put, you know, what was the obstacle that would have prevented you from buying this product? You don't want to put that in text. You say, you know, the one thing that was keeping me from buying a product like this was price, or I didn't know about the service I'd have after the fact, something like that. We're going to do this a little later on today because of time. And I'll tell you how I got a $7,000 studio for $350. And I had a client that basically said that they wanted me to spend money for them at the end of the year. And he saw this video that had all this really cool video equipment. I said, you don't need that, just use your iPhone. He's like, yeah, but I want the best. Okay, so I put it together for him. He had the studio space and everything. I met up with him about 2 months later, and I said, how's that camera working out? I said, I couldn't figure it out. So he just had me put together a system for $7,000, and he's not using it. That's why it's don't think about the equipment. You have everything you need. If you need a simple program, use Snagit. I use YouTube, Snagit, my iPhone for 90% of the things I do. Don't make it complicated. You don't need to. All right, next session.